So now on to item 7. Consider and take possible action to authorize the CEO to execute a contract with Brown Armstrong for auditing services. Is this you or accounting?
John.
Oh, John.
It's under.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
The chair of the audit committee will be handling this item or presenting this item.
The audit committee determined that, subject to board approval, we should hire Brown Armstrong for a 3-year engagement. We do have the right to, with some period of notification, to change that during the 3-year period if we so wish. But basically, the audit committee was pleased with their credentials and their performance to date. The work of the internal staff, Henry taking the lead on that, was that they were the right firm based on proposals received. And with that, any questions by the board?
And you might add that they also changed partners for this engagement.
Oh, yes. Yeah, excellent point. Part of the way many firms today maintain independence is not that the firm changes, but that the partner in charge of the engagement changes periodically. So all of the big firms, if you're familiar with this, that do national companies, typically don't change. The firms don't change unless there's a very serious reason for doing that, because the learning experience is incredible on these. They change the partners, they've committed to changing partners. Which we, of course, approve.
So there is a recommendation from the audit committee that we authorize the CEO to execute a contract with Brown Armstrong for auditing services.
I'll move the recommendation.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes. Item 8, consider and take